Log Talk Radio.
Folks, you're live here with Get Involved Sports with MC and Garby. I'm MC, and Garby's coming on the line right here just a moment. Pleasure to have you all here tonight. We're going to start tonight off with talking a little bit about the about this national championship game, and then we'll get into the five big topics around the sports world. So I got Garby, are you on the line there, buddy?
I'm here.
You are? Okay. Did you hear my great intro music?
I didn't get to hear it. No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, just so you know, we come right in with National Lampoon's Vacation theme song. The
nice.
Yeah. I don't really think you could really. That song just puts me in such a great mood every time.
I still think a Bone Thugs song would be a better choice, but
we could probably sprinkle one in there here and again, but I mean, you don't really, not for an intro. I mean, you bring it in with the Wally World intro and people are happy.
Absolutely.
People are excited. So let's start off here with this national championship game. What's your thoughts as far as who's winning the game? With the spread, we got -6, Oregon -6, and I think the over under is up to about 74.5.
No way.
So it started at 70.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it probably will go over too. It started at 70, went all the way up to 75, and now it's creeping back down a little bit. But
after watching the games, the semifinals, I was really thinking Oregon, but the more time has passed, the more I'm really starting to remember why I loved Urban Meyer and when he was at Florida, and it's because the guy just wins, you know? He just wins. He wins big games.
No, he's awesome, dude.
So I'm starting to give into that aura, and
well, I've been kind of riding that train since they beat Wisconsin,
manhandled Wisconsin.
Yeah, I thought they would manhandle Wisconsin, and then I've been on that Urban Meyer train here for a little bit now. I understand the hatred, but the guy is fucking good, dude. Like, I think he's better than Nicky boy over there. Honestly, I think he wins games. He wins big games.
He does.
Dude, I mean, he's brought this team, this Ohio State team, from nowhere. I mean, or not nowhere, but I mean, he's brought them right back to where they're supposed to be in, what, 2 years? Not even?
Yeah, no, I mean, they weren't even bowl eligible his first season. And, I mean, he's brought them out of nowhere. They were in that purgatory, and I mean, you see how long it takes. I mean, look at Penn State. They'll never recover from the stuff that happened to them. You know,
it's gonna take a while for sure.
Yeah.
But dude, I mean, this is the honestly, I mean, the head coach in college sports is everything. So
oh, absolutely.
I mean, if Penn State got an Urban Meyer, or I mean, the next best thing, I mean. They can do it. I mean, just like, Michigan, obviously. Michigan's going to be right back with
Harbaugh.
But you can't do it without, I mean, it's, dude, the guy's got three great quarterbacks. Who does that?
Yeah, I know.
You just don't do that. So,
yep.
Now.
Do you think any of those guys has a chance at a pro career?
I think the new one does. Yeah, I think the kid playing tonight does. The kid's arm is outrageous.
Yeah, he does have the arm talent.
He has an arm like you've never seen before.
Yeah.
He's got about as good an arm as anybody, and he can move a little bit. He looks like he's kind of smart. I mean, he hasn't really done anything stupid yet. He's been real smart on the field. So, I mean, we've only seen him for two games, but I'm pretty sold so far.
It's been an impressive two games.
An impressive two games against two very good football teams. So,
yeah.
And he just seems like, he seems real, unflappable, too. I mean, he's a third string starting his first game against Wisconsin to win the Big Ten. And
yeah,
just goes out and just throws 50 on him.
Well, then your second game is against the, Nick Saban defense.
Yeah,
in the national semifinal. You know, that's your second career game, and you perform like that.
Yeah, he performed like it was just another game. So
yep.
I honestly think he. He is the real, real deal. These other guys, I mean, those other two guys, they're both runners. When does that work out in the NFL? It just doesn't. I mean, unless you can do both, just doesn't work. Never has.
Well, there was a trend, you know, going toward the kind of hybrid quarterback and stuff, but that looks like that's fading quickly. It looks like it's going back to the pocket passer.
Well, yeah.
With some mobility. It's like it's a pocket passer with mobility rather than...
You have to... Right. Yeah, not the hybrid guy, but the pocket passer that can move around, like your Aaron Rodgers. And that's what I'm saying. This kid, like, he's a real... Ohio State, he's a real big kid. He can move a little bit, but he's not, like, he's not running around. Like, he moves around for what he has to do. Those hybrid quarterbacks, they're just not. And, I mean, they try to make them all into passers. So
they do. Yeah, they really do.
You can't, unless you're the size of Cam Newton, which is not any other quarterbacks, I guess, except Ben Roethlisberger. Like, you can't take the hits in the NFL. It's just not.
No.
It just doesn't work. So none of those tests. I mean, that's why those guys don't work. So, I mean, just Mariota kid. I guess is kind of. He's not a small kid. So we'll see. But I don't know.
Yep.
Everybody's worried if he's good or good enough passer. The only thing I'd say with Mariota though is that he seems like a smart kid. So usually that
he does.
Yeah. So
he's squeaky clean too.
Yeah. Exactly. He's squeaky clean. Not like your boy Jameis.
No boy.
There's your boy. There's your boy Urban. So now,
yeah.
Florida Gator fans, you hate Urban Meyer, but is it really, I mean, yeah, he left for medical reasons, right?
Well, yeah, he was having heart problems because he lost Tebow.
So,
his heart was broken
so
over the loss of his
Tebow. So did he have a bad season after Tebow?
He sat out a season. He worked for ESPN for a year.
So that was right after Tebow. Like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Immediately.
He immediately left after Tebow.
Yeah, immediately after the Alabama game where they lost and Tebow cried. All of a sudden, his heart crumbled into little pieces.
Now, it was how long after that he left? It was like in the next summer or what?
Oh, no, it was within a month or two, tops. Yeah, it might have been weeks. Yeah, it was pretty quick.
Okay. All right, I guess I can understand the complete hatred then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've always I guess I never really... Well, I guess I don't really remember it that good because I'm not a Gator fan, so I don't hate him as much.
Sure.
Got a look. He's just got a smug look that makes you kind
he's
of want to hate
smug.
Him.
Yeah. It's just like Saban. Get that same.
Exactly.
That same demeanor.
Exactly. Bottom line, man, he's doing a great job, and I personally think. I've been pretty high on them going into tonight. I think they're going to win the game outright. I don't even think they're covering the 6, and I think they're winning the game outright. I could probably be way off. Yeah, but I don't know. You know, all the public's on Oregon too, so which makes me like the Ohio State even more. Everybody's so high on Oregon. So
they looked really good. I mean
they beat up the defending champs. Yeah, those guys. Those guys that are were half the team of that they were when they were champions.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, they were very, very overrated, no question.
No, yeah, we all know that. So great win. I mean they dominated them, but Ohio State is, well, I will be shocked if Ohio State doesn't give them a great game.
That I think there's no question. I think no question.
That'd be a big
game.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, I would go. So what would you? You would lean towards Oregon minus the 6 or Ohio State cover?
I think Ohio State covers it.
Okay, so everybody in the world that's listening to the show, which is nobody, go ahead and put all of your money on Oregon, since me and Garvey just stuck
on that. I'd say just minus 6, you said?
What's that?
Minus 6, you said?
Yeah, minus 6, yeah.
No, I think it's within a touchdown.
I think so too. So, all right. So anyways, so that game will be kicking off. We'll try to give you some updates as we go through tonight. Callers, anybody listening, give us a call, 347-237-5539. You're listening to Get Involved Sports with MC and Garby. Give us a call, 347-237-5539. So next I was going to just go ahead and talk about the well, I guess I'll call them the five biggest topics in sports right now. First one, we can go into so what's your thoughts? I mean, is that a catch yesterday or?
Well, by the letter of the law, no, obviously. But I think it's a ridiculous rule.
Yeah, that rule has to go. That rule is terrible.
It's awful. Yeah. Well, I remember when it started with Calvin Johnson. Even at that time, I was thinking, this is a horrendous rule.
Yeah, and they never changed it. And they talked about how they were going to change it. But now, you know, I didn't look. I was going to look at it today, and I didn't. The Calvin Johnson one, like, I don't remember it being, like there was nobody near him. You know, like, it was still a bad call, but, like this one, like, I mean, he caught the ball, possessed it, took two steps, made contact, so he's now tackled if he goes down, and then hits the ground with his elbow, so now he's down. He's considered down in the football world, and then the ball comes out.
Oh,
so,
well, the way I look at it is, let's say that instead of hitting the ground, the same point the defender knocks that ball loose before he hits the ground, that's a fumble.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
How can that be a fumble?
Yeah.
If it's not a catch because the ground forced it out.
That's a great point. It's a perfect point, actually. I haven't heard that view yet. So that's absolutely.
I haven't either, actually. Wow. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Look at you, genius. No, it's an excellent point. I mean, yeah, if he gets hit right there, that's absolutely a fumble. He caught the ball and put it, like, locked it in with one arm, then took two steps, then extended his arm with the ball, holding it completely possessed, and then it hit the ground.
It's a terrible.
If he would have went over the goal line, was that a touchdown? Because once you go over the goal line, and you can just the ball can go anywhere, right?
That's another point. If he I don't know how it would have.
Dude, if he would have went over the goal line, it's a touchdown.
Yeah, they would have called it a touchdown. Yeah, they would have called it a touchdown.
It's a horrible rule that they certainly. But I mean, I guess Dallas got their karma. So I think that's really what they were doing. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised.
Like a makeup call for the Lions game.
Yeah,
you never know.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
I mean. It makes complete sense. I mean, honestly, I mean, I've never been one to want to start calling the NFL fixed or anything like that. But I mean, that call against Detroit. I mean, what else do you call that? I mean, you overturn a fucking penalty. It makes no sense.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
I mean, they overturn. They call penalties off. They say no, you know, no penalty. But not. I mean, I don't know. Not like that.
They were.
So,
weren't they at the line? Didn't they?
Yeah, like,
line up.
Yeah,
for the next snap.
Yeah. It was. It was. It was literally like I mean, it felt like 5 minutes, honestly.
Yeah.
Like usually, like they'll pick the penalty right up, say no, you know, no penalty on the play. That it was.
Or
like,
they'll have a little conference. I mean, I've seen, you know, they'll do the little conference amongst each other and.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was weird.
It was. It was totally weird. So, I mean, yeah, like you have to think something's up with something like that. And then they go and do what they did last night. So kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. That was a great game, though. That was a great game.
It was an awesome game. It was, yeah, it was a really, really, really good game.
I know. I'm sure it was hard for you to watch the Cowboys lose, but other than that, it was
You know, honestly, I guess I really don't like the Packers either, but I don't know. I really, like, you know, you know what? Just I hate the Cowboys, so. Yeah. I don't even know what I'm trying to say there. Yeah, it was, I like the, no, you know what? Actually, I bet the Cowboys yesterday, which also was, I don't think I've ever done that. I don't think I've ever bet. Yeah, so.
Did they cover?
They did. They covered about as awesome as you can cover. So I took it with two different guys, if you will. One of them at 5.5, and one of them at 6. And so I took it with both guys. The game they ended up. They ended up losing by 5. So I won by 1 point and a half point. And you remember Green Bay went for 2 and missed.
Yes.
If they kick the field goal, I push and lose. So
yeah.
It was – yeah, dude. So then so Green Bay going for 2 was – amazing. Now, honestly, there was a lot of time.
Well, that was the right play.
It was the right play. It was totally the right play. And there's a lot of time left on the clock, so I definitely didn't think the game was going to end like that. But as soon as it happened, I'm like, oh, game ended right now. That'd be amazing. And it ended up because I fought with myself to take Dallas on the money line just, you know, to win the game outright. And I didn't, which was good. So, it couldn't have worked out. That was the only, you really can't, those are the ones that, makes you real happy. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, now and then, so yeah, obviously with the so you got the Packers moving on to the Seahawks.
Yep.
Seahawks absolutely dominating the Carolina. Well, actually, yeah, they played pretty good for most of that game. I mean, but
they kept it close because that defense is started to play the way everybody thought they would near the end of the year.
Right. Right.
But
they
definitely did. That definitely helped.
Yeah, they must have got healthy at the end of the year because that defense looked 10 times better than it had all year. They also, for some reason, their offensive line actually played okay. That was their real problem beginning of the season. I mean,
yeah.
Cam Newton.
Well, honestly, I think a big part of that, not just Cam Newton, but you know, Cam Newton was injured, which that's going to make your offensive line look not as good. And also, they didn't have a running back.
Yeah. True. Yeah, no, Jonathan,
I don't know.
Porter, he played amazing at the end of the year.
Yeah, he did, and that's when, you know, I don't think
that's the best
coincidentally
ever
that's when they ever. Their line started playing better. You know.
Yeah.
Kind of worked both ways.
Yeah, no, and I mean, you know, if you have a good defense, keep your offense off the field, so it all works together. But Jonathan Stewart, I mean, that guy has been so average for, what, 8 years now?
Yeah.
Decided this year he's going to come out and play.
Well, part of it is he's always been more talented than D'Angelo Williams. They just,
yeah,
that team had an obsession with playing both guys.
I know.
I don't know why. I don't know. It's a committee league.
He's still getting touches. He's getting touches in that game.
Oh, I know. It's just ridiculous.
With that guy. He needs to stop.
Yeah. He's like Sean Green. How does that guy still get work?
Sean Green. Yeah, if he shoots up, Sean Green shoots up this year. And then you have him anywhere near your fantasy team, you gotta kill yourself.
Oh yeah.
who was the FanDuel player of the week? I wanna say it was
FanDuel player
play
of the week. No, I didn't play this week. No.
I did. I had a couple like that dude, Kirst, that was a huge pick.
Yes. Yeah, because he would have been cheap, too.
Yeah, he was real cheap. Danny Amendola.
Oh,
he was like,
no.
He was
the one of the week.
I went all the way down to the bottom of the list of the wide receivers. I'm pretty sure he might have been the last guy.
No, I think they added money to your salary.
They actually did. They gave you $12.
They're like, congratulations. Yeah, here's a...
if you take Amendola. Yeah, and he ended up with, he had over 20 points.
Right. Well, he had two touchdowns.
Yeah.
And, I think six catches or something like that.
Yeah, no, he was a monster. Kelvin Benjamin was great again. I mean, you paid for him, but he's so friggin' solid.
He's every week he's taking
Two touchdowns again. Did he get two?
He had two, yeah.
Yeah.
He had
monster.
Both their touchdowns. Yeah.
He's a friggin' animal.
He is.
Tom Brady. Had over 30.
Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, did he throw, how many touchdowns did he throw?
Three.
He did throw three? I think Peyton Manning was the best quarterbacks. Or not Peyton Manning, fucking. I don't know why I keep saying that, Tom Brady.
Yeah, Brady had a nice little game.
He really did.
He rushed one in, too. He's our all-time postseason rushing touchdown leader.
What?
Yes, Tom Brady is the franchise record holder now in postseason rushing touchdowns.
You know, that makes so much sense, though, honestly.
It really does.
With the running backs that they throw out on a yearly basis, it's pretty awesome.
It is. Can you guess who that record holder is?
The record holder before Brady?
Right before him, yeah.
Oh, for touchdowns in the postseason?
Yep, rushing touchdowns.
What's that? Rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, rushing touchdowns.
I want to say Curtis Martin, but I'm guessing that's going to be wrong.
That is right.
Oh, it is right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and... Well, Curtis Martin's pretty awesome, but I don't think he even played that many postseason games with the Patriots.
No, I mean, they had that Super Bowl run when he was on the team.
But he wasn't there for any of Brady's, right?
No, he wasn't.
They had
Antoine Smith, Corey Dillon.
Yeah.
Who else?
Some monsters. Dude, they've always had some real good ones. Kevin Falk.
Kevin Falk, yes.
Evan Marshall's awesome brother. I would love to actually probably bring up that list. That's probably some really good laughs right there.
Oh, sure.
I can't believe they came back from 14 points twice in that game. That's kind of crazy.
It was amazing.
Yeah, the first time, you know, that was sort of expected. Or not expected, but you definitely see it coming.
Well, yeah, it was so early.
The second time, I mean, I thought when they went up the second time, the Ravens, I really thought that was it. And fucking Brady showed his old true colors. Real Tom Brady. He's been real fired up this year.
Yeah. I think he knows he's getting to the end, man.
He does. Yeah.
He's running out of chances.
He gets you excited, doesn't it? It gets you excited when you look at his poster and relieve yourself to him.
Yeah.
That
fat head in my bedroom, in my bathroom is a mess right now.
You should keep it in the bathroom. That's probably a lot safer in there.
It is a total mess right now.
You think the Colts can go up there and win?
Man, I would be very surprised. It's a talented team. A young quarterback against Belichick in New England. I don't know, man.
Yeah. No, exactly, all those things. But, I mean, they kind of just seem like world beaters right now.
They've definitely got that swagger happening right now.
Their defense is playing
well. Their minds. Yeah.
They really are. And, Andrew Luck is here for the stay.
No question.
Yeah. I think they're going to go in there and give them a game, honestly.
They'll give them a game. I definitely think they'll give them a game. I wouldn't be shocked if they pulled it off, but it would surprise me.
Yeah. I don't know. I've felt like the Patriots. I picked the Patriots in the beginning of the season, and then I don't know. I think they've.
No, we both did. I remember talking about.
Yep. And then we were like, wow, they're fucking getting their ass handed to them by, I don't know, whoever kicked their shit out of them in the first couple of weeks, but. They've, I don't know. They seem like they're
the Chiefs will come.
Yeah, they seem like they're on a mission this year. Brady seems like he's on a mission like he's never been before.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
We were both real high on the Patriots in the beginning of the year. I mean, I was sitting on a quarterback in a lot of my fantasy drafts just to snag Brady. I really thought he'd have a year, and then those first 4 weeks were brutal.
Yeah.
They put it together, man. They just needed time to, you know, Gronk finally back healthy. They just needed time to get it all back together.
Yeah. Yeah, Gronk's pretty good.
Yeah, he's not bad.
No. Did he have you caught any of that erotic book that he wrote or somebody wrote?
He wrote an erotic book.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Article. I'm a big.
It's gotta be a picture book because I can't imagine how many of those words.
No, he didn't actually write it. Like I think an actual woman wrote it, but like he is like the star of it.
Oh my god!
Basically, like about a woman that like catches, you know, like him on. You know, while his while her husband and friends are watching football, and like she just she can't get Gronk. So like every weekend she just has to watch football so she can see Gronk again, and like it,
oh,
they like
my God.
And it's like real like erotic like you know wording and like whole
that might be the greatest thing I've ever heard.
It's dude, I caught like a little bit of it and I about pissed myself. So I thought I'd like to do the whole thing. Go yeah, Google that tomorrow and check that out. You'll really enjoy. I really get a really big kick out of that guy. He's freaking.
He's awesome.
He's awesome. I just saw too. He actually bought himself bought himself a party bus.
Oh,
so
that's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't go and get a car or fucking well. He just says fucking party bus. And just,
I think if you had to describe football player, if you just the image football player popped in your head, I think it would look something like Gronk.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He is the football player, the Gronk.
Yep.
I am Gronk. I catch balls.
He's even got the perfect name.
I bang
for
hot
it.
Girls.
He's even got a perfect name for it. It's
exactly. Yeah. No. The perfect football name, Gronkowski.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's awesome. You really think about it, like, I don't know, if anybody that you think you could probably have more fun hanging out with, like going out and drinking beers and trying to get women. You probably didn't go out with a better dude, I don't think.
No. But I think you could survive the night with him, too. Like,
yeah.
You know, a lot of guys pop into mind, like Charlie Sheen and stuff like that, but I'm pretty sure I would die after a night with Charlie Sheen.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
That's something.
No, you definitely die with Charlie. Yeah, Charlie's out of your league. Gronk probably just, you know, slamming beers.
Yeah.
You know, probably really
acting
Gronk
like
Gronk
could just have a lot of good stories, and it's a fun time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, But, you know, what was I going to say there? It looks, it really does look like you're going to have a little Patriots Seahawks Super Bowl. I would.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess either two. I don't see either of those teams. Those are two very tough places to play. I hope that both of them give them games. I think they will. I don't know. I don't know. The Seahawks.
I think the Packers are less likely to give the Seahawks a game than the Colts are. Aaron Rodgers not. I mean, he took every snap out of the shotgun last week.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And they're a lot better at home. So, going out to that place is not a good time for any team.
No. Speaking of pretty crazy home field advantages, though, I mean, did you see that stat that Aaron Rodgers hasn't thrown an interception at home since December of 2012?
Since, like, 2002?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Since middle school, he's not throwing any interception at home.
Yeah. No, he hasn't. No, he's in everything I've noticed recently in watching. I mean, I don't know if you want to go. I mean, like, we're not going to call him the best quarterback ever. I mean, obviously, he's got a lot more to play. I don't think anybody throws a football more, like, pretty than that fucking guy.
No, he really,
like,
yeah.
It's
really nice.
Like, the fucking most perfect fucking passes anytime, no matter what angle he's throwing from, like.
Oh, well, that first touchdown he threw to Corliss, I think it was. Like, on the run, like, hopping, just like a little dart. I mean,
yeah, Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's like throwing darts. He doesn't look like he's throwing a football. That probably sums it up the best. Like, he does not look like he's throwing a football. I've never seen somebody look so like he's just kind of flicking it out there. Like it's just a little flick.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's incredible. I don't think there's nobody that's ever thrown a football like that guy.
It's a name block.
I've always respected his talent and stuff, but I've never been a big fan of his. I don't know why, but he grew a lot on me this year.
Yeah, he's the guy's a freak. Yeah, he is. He kind of grew on me this year too for some reason. He's always kind of seemed real smug.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. Yeah, but he seemed to have toned it down.
Yeah, I think he's just maturing. Yeah, which guys do. But he did, man. He had a fucking phenomenal year.
He really did. He'll be the MVP. I mean, it'll either be him or Brady.
Yeah. Now, on the other hand, your boy, number 18 for the Broncos. What is going on with that character? That's an excellent question. I don't really think that we're going to put that all on the injury. I mean, he looked – the past 5 weeks has looked just terrible.
Well, the thing is, that does coincide with the injury. I mean, that is when the injury has been in place. But I don't think it's totally unrelated to the injury, but at the same time, yeah, it was pretty weak. Pretty weak.
Dude.
Performance.
Oh, terrible. Past 5 weeks, and then this yesterday looked like he didn't even want to or know what he was doing yesterday. My thing with the boy Pate. Which is why his brother is better than him is anytime a defense brings it at all against him, he looks terrible. He's never picked apart a defense that was just like kicking his ass all day.
I don't know that the stats would back that up completely. In the playoffs, yeah, it's probably a little different, but then at the same time, you know, in the playoffs, typically you're going to be dealing with the best defenses in the league.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. You think about Peyton, right? Okay, and he's fucking awesome, and he runs this wonderful offense, and he calls up plays at the line. When he's out there and everything's going right and, like, he's calling all the plays and just, like carving up the defense, they got nothing for him, like, okay, nobody better. If he gets, like, any kind of problems at all, like, I think he is as good as he is, like, he really can't deal with much. Adversity.
Right.
He gets hit a few times, throws a couple picks, guys drop a couple balls.
That's true.
He's not a good.
He gets dejected and doesn't perform.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. He just doesn't step it up. That's always been my problem with Peyton. Not my problem, but I've always said that he. He just doesn't get it done when he has to.
Yeah.
It's done when he can fucking sit there and say Omaha 76 times and fucking carve you up against
You definitely wouldn't think clutch when he comes to mind.
No. He's never... I mean, I think he has like one clutch win in the playoffs in his history. Like when he beat the Patriots, finally, like once. Oh, Corso just put on the Buckeye mascot head.
Well, that pretty much locks it in, doesn't it?
That pretty much means that Oregon is going to destroy.
Yep.
The Buckeye.
Pretty much.
Oh,
glad I did not bet on that one.
Oh, it's never a good sign when Corso puts the hat on that you bet. That's not good.
How old is that guy now?
He's pretty old. He's pretty old.
Say 96, 97 now, all right? Something like that, right?
He might be. He might be up there. He's actually probably the only guy that I even like on that whole set, though.
Yeah. Who do they have now? Is Desmond Howard still on there? I haven't watched this show.
Oh, Desmond Howard. You got Desmond Howard. I mean, the guy that runs it, whatever his name is. Who was that?
Chris Fowler, yeah.
He's
just your run-of-the-mill game show host or talk show host.
Herbie is worst. I can't stand Herbie. I can't stand, I don't like, what's his name? Guy used to play for Georgia. I really don't care for him either.
Oh, Pollock. David Pollock.
They're all awful.
I do not like David Pollock.
No, his college game days just, I mean, it's pretty terrible all around.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do a quick break here. Number again, 347-237-5539. We're going to take a 5-minute break, and we'll be back with MC and Garby for the last half hour. We'll see how things go.
All right.
All right, so yeah, I'll do like a five. I'm gonna put a song on here and do like a 5-minute break. And all right, I'll be back on in a little bit here. You could probably just stay with your phone. You probably just keep your phone just.
Handy.
Just keep it. Keep the call on.
Oh yeah.
Unless you like need to use your phone. Just put your phone down, put on mute or whatever.
All right, sounds like a plan.
All right, see you in a few.
All right, man.
All right, we'll be back. We'll be back with MC and Garby.
Christmas went all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. According to my sources, St. Nicholas was listed as probable, which soon would be there.
Mike Ditka.
The children nestle all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums dance in their heads. Dancing sugar plums. Come on, man, stop it. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. You actually get a visual of me in pajamas if you think hard enough. Let's move on here.
Mel Kiper Jr.
Went out the law, there rose such a clatter. Sprang through the bed to see what was the matter. Way the window, I flew like a flash. Tore open the shutters with tremendous force, incredible agility, and threw up the sash.
Stephen A. Smith.
The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave an effervescent and vivacious tranquility to midday objects below. When what to my awestruck and marveling eyes should appear but a miniature air and snow travel vehicle and 8 utterly diminutive reindeer.
John Gruden.
With a little old driver so lively and quick, kind of like a Drew Brees type, man. I tell you what, I knew in a moment it had to be St. Nick. More rapid than Chip Kelly's Eagles offense. I love what he's doing there. His coursers, they came and whistled and shouted and called him by name.
Chris Berman.
No Dasher, no Dancer, no Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away. Dash away all. Nobody circles the reindeer like the big man in red.
Lou Holtz.
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when the meet that obstacle back to the sky, and none of this makes sense. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew with eight sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too.
Bill Walton.
And then with a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof as I drew in my head and was turning around. Down the chimney, St. Nicholas, the second most giving man in the history of Western civilization, behind only the great John Wooden, came with a bound.
Bob Lee.
He was dressed in all fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys wrapped in paper of great designs. All this and more coming up on Outside the Lines.
Ron Jaworski.
His eyes, how they twinkled. He had a merry old shape. His cheeks were like roses. I know from watching over 192 hours of tape. His droll little mouth was like the greatest bow of all time. And the beard on his chin was as white as the gloves of a mime.
All right, finish it up. Go on with all the names.
The stump of his pipe held incredibly tight in his teeth. Did you see how bad Johnny Manziel got beat? Told you guys. And his bold little face and brown round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. This is making me hungrier than the sugar plums. Quite frankly, he was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. I'm sorry, but somebody had to say it. And I laughed with my retinas focused on him in spite of myself.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head. He looked like a member of my favorite band, the Grateful Dead.
To you with no trivia, roll like cocaine straight from Bolivia. My hip hop will rock and shock the nation like the Emancipation Proclamation. We MC approach with slang to set them other runner to the wall and bang your head. I put the force, my force is out, and I make a devil's tower to the Caucasus Mountain.
Well, I'm a sire, I set the microphone on fire. Rap styles vary and carry like Mariah. I come from the Shaolin slump, and the alley I'm from is coming through with enough guns. So if you want to come sweating, stressing, contesting, you got to stop for just the midsection. Don't talk the talk if you can't walk the walk. Phony the outline the talk. A mad vex is what the project made me. Rebel to the grain, there's no way to barricade me. Steamroller is like an 18 wheeler with a drunk driver driving. There's no surviving.
Rough like Timberland, where? Here, me and the clan and yo, the Land Cruisers out there. Peace to all the crooks, all them with bad looks. Forehead, brain, blows his hook. We back home, check, nickel play the Mac. Black act, drug dealing, styles and fat sack. Only been a good for a minute though, cause I got to get my props. And when it, yo, I got beef with commercial acts. Living in a Lexus seat and beat. Straight up and down, don't even bother. I got 40 up in here now who killed me.
My people's all you with me where you at? In the front, in the back, killer bees on the track. My people's all you with me where you at? Broken Mac, taking cash on the block with your jack.
Here I go, deep tight flow. That you stole can never get this. No, I'm Terry Bomb and boom, that's warming up a little bit. Rapping in is what's happening. Keep the pockets stacking in, hands clapping in. That's the party when I move my body. Gotta get up and be somebody. Grab a microphone, put strength to the bone. Dance, dance, dance until the Wu-Tang goes. Going up when I rock that stuff. Puff, puff, I'm gonna catch up. Rough, tough, rough, kicking rhymes like Jim Kelly or Alex Kelly. I'm a beat a belly rhyme. Coming raw style, hardcore. Me coming to the hip-hop store. Coming to buy groceries from me. To be a hip-hop MC, the law, in order to enter the Wu-Tang, you must bring the whole dirty bastard type slang, represent the Jizzah, Abbott, Ruzza, Shaquan, inspect that dirty hole, getting low with his flow, introducing the ghost, face killer, no one can get it live. My peoples, are you with me where you at? In the front, in the back, killer bees on attack. My peoples, are you with me where you at? Smoking meth, making cats on the block with the jack.
Speaking of the devil's sight, know it's the guard, get the shit right. Mega tripe, and yo, I killed you in a past life. On the mic while you was kicking that fast. You and Nick tried to get it, got blasted. Half-mastered ass style, man.
when death is a penalty. One justifies the homicide when he dies in his own iniquity. It's the master of the mantis rapture coming at ya. We have an APB on an MC killer. Looks like the work of a master. Evidence indicates that it's stature. Merciless like a terrorist, hard to capture. The flow changes like a chameleon. Flames like a friend and stabs you like a dagger. This technique attacks the immune system. This sounds like a lie paralyzing the victim. You scream as it enters your bloodstream. Erupts your brain from the pain these thoughts contain. Moving on with the speed of a centipede and angel. And contender.
My peoples, are you with me where you at? In the front, in the back, killer bees on attack. My peoples, are you with me where you at? Smoking meth, hitting cats on the block with the gas.
Hey all, this is Matthew Long, the Executioner, here on the Cold Hard Truth on Sports.
Now, I know you've heard me talk about the Touch Pro Basketball on my shows before. My boy, Tony Greer, is the inventor of the ball. If you're out there training and playing basketball and you don't have this ball, you're missing out. Because it's going to help you improve your hand-eye coordination, your dribbling, and your shooting skills.
So go today and get the Touch Pro Basketball at touchproball.com.
Sports radio host, producer, news anchor. A few of many, many more careers that the Connecticut School of Broadcasting can lead you to. Go CSB.com or 1-800-TV-RADIO to schedule your studio tour. With an on-hands approach and instructors being broadcast professionals themselves, you're guaranteed to get a first-class learning experience. Get your career in the broadcasting field started the right way. Sports radio host, producer, news anchor, the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Go CSB.com or 1-800-TV-RADIO to schedule your studio tour.
Executioner here.
Now, I'm sure a lot of you listeners are just like me. You like to spend a little time on the internet, sharing video, looking at video. But the problem is, you can't stream live if you're playing on Tumblr or YouTube. Well, if you go right now to Giesel.net, you can sign up for your free account and start streaming live and share that with all of your friends. That's Giesel.net, GEALZ.net.
Why haven't you learned anything?
For sports news, updates, and general tomfoolery, head on over to thechtonsports.wordpress.com.
Gotta be careful, though. We don't want it to get too excited and go off in your hair.
And we're back with Get Involved Sports with MC and Garby. We're back for the second hour of this fun-filled show. Any listeners out there, give us a call. Give us your take, 347-237-5539. You just heard some commercials from Matty Long. He hosts the Cold Hard Truth on Tuesday nights from 8:30 to 11:30. So go ahead and listen to his show. You can find him on Facebook, Cold Hard Truth. And, again, he'll be on tomorrow night, 8:30 to 11:30. So we're back here. Again, we got the start of this game coming on here. If you weren't listening before, you didn't hear that that Corso put on the Brutus the Buckeye hat. So if you bet on the Buckeyes, you probably should just light that money on fire. Anyways, you there, Garby?
I'm here.
You are there. All right. So I think the next topic that we probably should go into here is obviously some of these coaches and Mr. Fox getting the old mutually. I don't think it was very mutual from what it sounds like, but the old mutually parting ways today. What do you think about that, Garvey?
No, well, when you hear somebody mutually agreed to part ways, it means they got fired.
Every time. Right. So obviously we all know that, but obviously the Denver Broncos wanted to make it sound nice. Make it sound like John Elway is not a cold hearted bastard.
I mean 46 wins in 4 seasons. I mean
I think that's what we're finding out here is John Elway is just a cold blooded killer. I mean,
he is. Well, I think we knew that in his playing days. We just
He was. He certainly was. But even as a GM, he's living up to that. And they went out and put together an all-star team this year.
They really did. Yeah.
They really did, and going into the season.
This is Matthew Long, the Executioner, here on the Cold Hard Truth on Sports. Now, I know you've heard me talk about the Touch Pro Basketball.
That's interesting.
That was not supposed to happen. So
I hope not.
So I'm not the best switchboard operator yet, but I'll get it. So they put together an all-star team. Everybody going into the season, I mean, they look like the front runner with all the adds to defense. A good running game, couple really good wide receivers, Peyton Manning, and they add DeMarcus Ware, Aqib Talib, and whoever else they add. But I mean, coming into the season, they look like
T.J. Ward.
Okay, good player right there as well.
Emmanuel Sanders, they added a lot of pieces.
Emmanuel Sanders, that's right. Emmanuel Sanders was an ad this year. That's right, he wasn't there.
Yes, he was.
Which was a great ad. I mean, that was a very, very good ad. Especially with, and Welker has just gone downhill real fast. I mean, what?
I'm imagining concussions will do that to you.
Yeah, he's just running around just like with no brain out there? Like, is that what's going on? Like, is he just completely brain dead out there?
He is brain dead.
It's a new special uniform. I guess, being a little white boy out there, just getting your ass kicked for how many years now? That'll take it. You know, I tell you what, man. Noticing this year, like every team wants to have a little white boy wide receiver now.
They are the little fad this year.
They are becoming a little fad. Like past couple of years, and now you're seeing them everywhere. The Panthers have them. Dallas with Cole Beasley. Hey, Patriots just love little white receivers.
Oh yeah.
They've got a
full stable.
I tell you what, man, Julian Edelman's an absolute beast.
Oh yeah.
You guys an animal. Yes. But anyway, so like Fox, I mean, I can understand. I mean, you know, he really hasn't gotten the job done. I mean, they're Super Bowl or bust over there. I mean, they've given him, they're pretty much telling him he's Super Bowl bust. And when you really think about it, I mean, the guy, right? That record, what would you say his record was?
46 and 18.
Okay, so yeah, obviously a phenomenal record. But granted, I mean, he's had a great team there with Denver. I guess he hasn't always had a great team. He has some times before Peyton got there, but
he had 1 year, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Exactly. So, which actually, I mean, Tebow won in what, 9 games, didn't he?
He did. They won the division.
Yeah. Yes, they did. So, and you would think, he would get a lot of credit for that, for that year.
Yeah, seriously.
Winning with Tebow. When it all boils down to it, I mean, did he get the job done? He hasn't won a Super Bowl. He's got knocked out of the playoffs early twice. Went to the Super Bowl last year and got just manhandled.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, from first play. I mean, it wasn't even a football game.
No, it wasn't.
And
the worst Super Bowl I've ever seen.
It was bad. And then you think about, his job at the Panthers, where he did a pretty good job. He took them to one Super Bowl there, too.
With Jake DeLhomme.
Very good call. Good call there, buddy. With Jake DeLhomme. And that's a very impressive thing to do right there. Honestly.
No, I mean,
hey, all, this is Matthew Long, the Executioner, here on the Cold Hard Truth on Sports. Now,
happening.
That's interesting. Did he sabotage the feed to throw his name in there as often as possible?
What's that?
He sabotaged the feed to throw his name in there as often as possible?
No, it's like he has like a commercial. I just played it right before we started. Like
I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a commercial that he does. Of course, he's going to plug his name and everything. But
sure.
I don't know why. I don't know why it just keeps playing. Like, it just keeps playing. For no
I don't
reason.
Know. Totally.
So,
maybe if we get listeners, all of a sudden it sparks and it kicks it in.
Maybe. So, and I'm sure we have.
He's a wired
listener.
If
you're
nationwide right now.
What's that?
We're nationwide right now.
Nation, why? we're actually bi-coastal, buddy. We're actually international.
Nice.
Yeah. So as far as John Fox goes, I mean, I understand
the man
that.
He's going to be
highly regarded as somebody's next coach. That's the thing with these coaches that get fired. I understand some of them have to go. But a lot of times, it's like, who are you getting better? Who are they getting better than John Fox?
Yeah. I don't know, man. A lot of times they feel like it needs a new voice or a new philosophy
right.
or something. I don't know, but
that's a great
question.
Well,
they go out and get Mike Smith.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he had to go, right?
He had
to go in Atlanta.
Even though
he took the team to playoffs, I mean, he probably didn't do that bad of a job and. I don't know how much better they're going to get than him, but he had to go. John Fox?
He really did.
I mean, John Fox, I understand he didn't win the Super Bowl, but, I mean, did he have to go? And where are you? Who are you getting?
Yeah, you're not getting an upgrade there, no matter who you hire. Unless you've somehow managed to, like, go get Belichick.
Yeah,
you're not. You're
like,
not getting an upgrade.
Like, is John Elway coming down on the field to coach the team?
Exactly.
Because I don't know. I mean, Rex Ryan was very highly regarded in this little coaching carousel. I mean, he's the first guy to hire. He was getting interviewed by everybody. Rex.
I know. He was the hottest man on the market.
Rex Ryan. I mean, and granted, I mean, dude, what a good job for him, dude. I mean, was he getting $20-something million from the Bills?
Yes. Yes, he is. That's why they're the Williams.
Well, that is exactly why they're the Williams. And
because
they,
think about this. They go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, that's this is exactly the situation that when Rex went to the Jets. You know, you got a team that's got a pretty decent defense. You're bringing in
right.
a defensive head coach with a crap offense.
Right.
And they're doing the Bills are doing the same thing.
Exactly the same thing. And, I mean, well, he drafted Sanchez, right? That was like,
he did.
That was like his – I was like his first
draft.
First
draft.
I mean, yeah, they.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, EJ Manuel.
Oh my God! Yeah.
And I mean, Kyle Orton. I mean, he should be on the phone to Kyle Orton, telling
right
him of anything to come back.
Anything. Yes.
Because
that's what you said. That's what you're resorting to. That's that.
Yeah, it is. But honestly, Orton actually had a decent year. And
he did.
With that good of a defense, like their defense is
legit.
Maybe second to the Seahawks, honestly. I mean,
that defense
was awesome. And so I don't even, you know, I mean, maybe he could make that defense better.
Yeah, he could. He will. I'm sure he will.
But, I mean, you know, the other thing, though, I just like, I mean, he kind of worked in New York for a little while because he's loud and in the spotlight, and New York was, you know, New York leaked that up for a little bit. Whereas, like, you know, he goes up to, like, the Bills. I mean, like, there couldn't be a more hard-nosed town.
Oh, no, I know.
It just doesn't, you know, and he's just such a clown, and I don't know. I would love to see
It doesn't make sense to me at all.
No, I mean, it makes sense for him because, I mean, he just,
I can't believe how
much love he got. I really can't.
I know. Even for him, though, I think the better choice would have been Atlanta. I don't know much he was.
Yeah.
I don't know how much he was really in the running with them, but that would have been the first.
Well,
pick.
I completely agree because he could possibly win with a really good offense and make the defense better. I don't think, I don't think he could do it. Well, I mean, he did it with the Jets and went to championship games twice with, I mean, fucking Sanchez and a really good defense. So
some really good
defense. You know, yeah, they were. I guess he could do it, but I mean, I don't know.
I'm skeptical.
I'm hoping that he's terrible. That's
I know. He's very entertaining when they're bad. He's entertaining. Very entertaining.
I would love for him to fire Jim Schwartz and hire his brother as defensive coordinator.
Yes.
Both of those knuckleheads on the sideline at the same time.
That'd be incredible.
That really would be absolutely incredible for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. But, where's Fox going? Because he's now, I would say he's probably the top guy now, right?
Oh, absolutely. He's the front runner for any job that's out there.
Any job. You know what? Maybe the Giants will hire him back as a defensive coordinator.
Maybe if he wants to take a year off.
Yeah, that would be fucking amazing.
I heard you guys are going to go after Jim Fossil. Jim Fossil. Go get your boy.
Who we did interview.
Spagnuolo.
No, we haven't interviewed him yet. We want to. We interviewed your boy Raheem.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
Yeah,
that's That would be a quality item for you guys.
I'm hoping that they just did that for the whole
affirmative action.
The Rooney Rules. Yeah. Really.
It's affirmative action, no matter what they want to call it.
Right, yeah. I just that was all Rooney Rule right there. I'm really, really hoping that they would not even I heard that Mary Nelly might come or is supposedly going to be interviewed by you guys for the defense coordinator job.
Yeah, he'll be here.
You think so, huh?
Why
the fuck would he want to leave Dallas?
I don't know. He coached here before, you know, and he loved your buddies and all that.
Yeah, but they had a great year in Dallas. Like,
they did.
They played.
Well, he'll get more money here.
Well, I mean, if he gets a lot more money, if he doesn't get a lot more money, I can't see why he would ever want to leave Dallas.
I mean, it seems like Dallas is in a pretty good situation right now.
What's that?
Yeah, Dallas is a pretty good situation right now, even if they lose DeMarco Murray.
Well, I mean, they got to keep him. I mean, it's the heart and soul of their team. They have to keep him.
They're saying it's going to be pretty tough for me. He's going to cost them a lot of money. And Joseph Randle, they like Joseph Randle.
Yeah, Joseph Randle looks good. He's just small. I don't know. So, yeah, you know what? DeMarco Murray probably – he'll probably go somewhere awful for a lot of money.
Yep, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to
happen. He's going to be a Jacksonville Jaguar.
they're just a running back away, so.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you who I think is the best back in the league, though, coming up next year is going to be C.J. Anderson.
Wow. That's a big statement.
He's the real deal.
He is. He looks really good. I'm not going to – I won't disagree that he's going to be very good. Best back in the league, I know. There's some pretty good backs out there, right?
There are.
He's
young, though. He doesn't have a lot of carries.
Yeah, what's his name?
I would have no problem taking him top five in fantasy draft next year.
Well, I don't know about top five.
That's assuming somebody's already taken Mike Glennon.
He's taken who?
Mike Glennon.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that is assuming. Come on. Le'Veon had himself a little bit of a year this year.
That's true. He's the only one I didn't think about. I was thinking about the other ones. Like, I thought about Aaron Foster, Jamal Charles, thought about LeSean McCoy. I forgot about Le'Veon Bell. Yeah, I'd give it to him first.
Yeah, I think Le'Veon is best back in the NFL to take right now.
He is, yeah.
Yeah. And look at that, too. Like, look at how that just, I mean, what happened to LeSean McCoy this year?
I don't know.
And Jamal Charles. Well, Jamal Charles had a pretty good season.
Jamal Charles.
But yeah, I mean, those guys are probably late first rounders now.
Oh yeah. I'd be concerned taking LeSean McCoy in the first round.
Where is Adrian Peterson going now?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'd like to see where he's going to be.
Yeah.
Honestly, too. I mean,
that'll be an interesting prop bet. First round or prison? What's more likely?
Right. So, but if he is on the football team next year, he's probably going to have a really big chip on his shoulder. And probably go berserk. I would say.
Oh, no.
I think he'll slip to the second round, and I think he's a steal there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's not. Just a steal in the second round, no matter where he is.
Yep.
It's very interesting to see where he is. He's good to come back this year, right? Like, it's...
Yeah, it's just really a question of where he lands. I mean,
yeah,
Vikings, you know, the coaches say they want him. The front office kind of wants to distance themselves, but...
Well...
I don't know.
And depending on where he goes, he might be right there in the first round again.
If it's a really good situation, he'll go first round still.
I think you're right, CJ Anderson. He definitely looks like the real deal.
He does.
But again, I mean, who knows what's going to be going on with that football team, dude? If Peyton's out there, I mean.
Peyton's not there.
Brand new coach. I don't know. I'm a little bit nervous. Might make me a little nervous, buddy.
Yep. They'll have to trade up for Jameis.
Huh?
They'll have to trade up for Jameis.
Yeah, exactly. To see where Foxy goes here very short. I don't think he'll start getting interviews tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. I think he ends up with the Niners.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice fit. So anybody that's not watching the Wow.
Yeah.
So Oregon has already scored, and they already stopped Ohio State and already have the ball back and are already running down the football field like nobody's in front of them.
Yep.
So maybe Ohio State will maybe get it together, but Oregon's looking pretty good right now.
It did look like Alabama was going to run away with that semifinal too, though.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they did. They took a minute to get going. Callers 347-237-5539. Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. Give us your takes. On any topic that we've discussed here tonight. As far as the this weekend's games, now you have the Seahawks are 7.5-point favorites, and the Patriots are 7-point favorites.
Wow.
Yeah. So. Oh, wow, Oregon is actually punting, so that's good.
Because a wide open drop.
What are you thinking on the, you thinking either team can cover or both, do you think both the Patriots and the Seahawks can cover? What's your thoughts?
If Aaron Rodgers has to take every snap from the shotgun next week, the Seahawks will cover.
I kind of completely agree that the Seahawks are going to cover that. I don't even care if he has to take it out of shotgun. I think that game will be close for the first half. And then I think the Seahawks will just put it on them. The Green Bay's defense can play good sometimes, but they can get run on.
Yeah,
really. And if Marshawn has his way with them, that's a wrap. Russell Wilson is playing mind.
He is. Well, and that's the thing. Like, they are so relentless. I mean, they just pound on you all game long on both sides of the
ball.
All
game long. Yep.
And by the time you get there, middle of the third quarter, you're just like, let it be over.
Yeah, and when you can run the football with Marshawn, and then anytime that's not working, he can Wilson can run and or pass out of a rollout.
Oh yeah,
dude, he's bootleg. Dude, he's the bootleg master. That dude is.
Oh yeah, he is.
Dude, he's a man, dude. Dude is.
He is. So you think
he's
the best quarterback of the weekend?
Well, that is an impossible question right there. Seriously, I mean, you have Brady, who is probably going to go down as one of the best of all time.
All right, well, that might be an easier question. Where do you put Brady all time?
Let me ask you this.
If they win the Super Bowl this year, is he anywhere other than number one?
Some people might still put Montana ahead of him. He's right there. He's right there in this one. He's top five no matter what. I do think he does get into the top one or two if he wins this weekend. If he wins Super Bowl. Yeah, I think that pretty much solidifies him if he does win another Super Bowl. Then you got Aaron Rodgers, who we were just talking about before, you would think he's probably going to get another one or two.
You would think so, but time slips by, man.
It does. It does. And he's not young. I mean, he didn't start playing until his fourth year. So,
yeah.
It's not. So, but again, throwing the best ball I've ever seen, Aaron Rodgers. That Andrew Luck, I mean, he's the future. I mean,
he really is.
He's playing in a way already that he looked like he's going to be talked about as being in the top five. When it's all said and done.
Yep.
And then Russell Wilson, you know, he's so unconventional. And
yeah, I don't know that he'll be ever in that conversation just because.
He probably will. He probably never will, and he's probably, even though he puts up some good numbers, he's never going to put up the outrageous numbers, and he's always going to be the guy that's going to do whatever it takes to win, as opposed to, you know, a Tom Brady that throws.
I need my numbers.
For 304 touchdowns, you know, week in, week out. That Aaron Rodgers does and Andrew Luck does. So, uh-oh.
Wow.
That
was a nice little throw there, huh?
Dude, kid throws a phenomenal ball, man.
Yes, he does.
I'm telling you, man, is he a genius?
I think so. All right, who do you think wins more Super Bowls, Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers?
What's that?
When it's all said and done, who do you say wins more Super Bowls, Rodgers or Wilson?
They both got one. I say Russell has a much better chance of winning one this year.
Oh, yeah.
He certainly can have two by the end of this year. And, I mean, if they... Dude, Pete Carroll is a machine, dude. I know you're very high on the guy. I know we've had a conversation.
Absolutely.
And he's getting to the point, man. You know, man, it was I had this conversation last week with Matt, that hosts the other show. Dude, it's all about culture, and when you bring certain culture, no matter what sport it is, like Belichick, where just every year, it doesn't matter what players are on that team, it's going to be done a certain way, and they all believe in what you're doing, and he does it right way. They all respect him. They all play their asses off for him. I mean, dude, he's going to just keep winning in Seattle for as long as he stays there. Just like, I mean, he's just like Belichick, I think.
He's the West Coast Belichick.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, two completely different styles, but they're both just football geniuses. I mean, and you know, they both coached under Bill Parcells, man.
That's true. They did.
You know, they both came from a pretty good teacher. So.
Yep.
You know, and I mean, the friggin' Carroll started his coaching career for the Patriots before. That was his first head coaching job, wasn't it?
Who?
Pete Carroll.
Which one?
He coached the Patriots.
Yeah. That was his first gig. Yeah.
Before he coached the Patriots and the Jets. And then he went, and then he didn't do very well.
Yep.
He went to USC and went crazy.
Yes, they
and
did.
Then everybody's like, oh, he can't come back to the NFL. And he came back to the NFL and then some.
Yes, he did.
Because honestly, too, I think they beat the Patriots if that's what happens. I think if it's Patriots, Seahawks, I like the Seahawks.
Yeah, it would be hard to bet against them. I mean, so they did last year. I don't know that they have an answer for Gronk, but
Who does?
Yeah.
Who does? But New England's defense is not great. So. New England's defense is not great. They're not going to be able to stop Marshawn and
they can stop that passing game. They can definitely hang with that passing game.
It'd
be tough to keep.
I mean, Justin Forsett just ran all over them. So
yeah, he did.
Oh,
there goes tie game.
Oh, this kid's pretty good too.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, that's the game I want to see. Seahawks, Pats.
Yeah, I think that's. I would think that's the game everybody wants to see.
Yeah. Two best coaches, two best teams.
Absolutely.
Best offense against the best defense. I mean, it's everything you can hope for.
Yeah. Which is exactly what it was last year, and.
Yep. The defense wins championships.
They do. They definitely do. I think I'm about out of topics here, buddy.
All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of the game.
You got anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think we covered a good range.
And you want to talk about Rocky or something?
Rocky and Chloe's play date.
So.
No, but I think Amaya wants to call in next week and complain about our lack of love for the Patriots.
Oh, well, she certainly could do that. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, what's the love, you know? Somebody likes teams that win all the time. Yeah. Everybody hates the Yankees. That's my favorite part about being a Yankee fan. That everybody freaking hates it.
See, yeah, that's why I like the Bucks, so I don't have to worry about that.
You don't have to worry about the haters. No, you don't have to worry about anything, really. You don't even have to worry about. I tell you what, though, I am super, super psyched that the G-Man will be here next year. Hopefully towards the end of the season as opposed to the beginning. Because I don't want to go to 100-degree
cooler. No, absolutely
not. Yeah, so hopefully it's that game's in November.
That would be awesome.
They're actually coming to Miami, too. I don't know if I'll make it down there, but... But it's a possibility. So it depends on, I guess it depends on how good they are next year.
Well, we will be there.
Yeah, they do have the best football player in the NFL, so...
Hey, he's something.
Yeah, he's a lot of hope, is what he is.
He's going to be my first and second pick in my fantasy draft next year.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just going to plug him in two spots.
Yeah, you'll probably take him like right before me in every week next year. It's probably will happen, but
that would be fantastic.
Yeah. All right. Thanks to anybody that listened. Obviously, we had no callers, but hope everybody. Or anybody enjoyed the show. If not, hopefully we'll get some more listeners next time. And it's been real. Get involved sports. I'm Stan Garvey. We'll see you next week. Later.